under a new Trump administration rule formalized this week, nearly 700,000 Americans will lose their monthly food stamp benefit known as SNAP. The new rule applies only to able-bodied adults without dependents, and the federal government estimates it will save $5.5 billion over the next 5 years. But already Democrats are blasting the change. Ohio Representative Marcia Fudge called the USDA the Grinch that stole Christmas. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this is about a work requirement to receive SNAP benefits. Officials say that only 7% of the roughly 40 million Americans who get the benefit would be affected. What is changing for this group under the new rule?
Yeah, the administration's targeting able-bodied adults without kids. It's asking them to prove at least 20 hours a week of work to keep receiving those food stamps. And we've seen states so far granting waivers in areas of particularly high economic hardship or if there's been a natural disaster or plant closure. This new rule, which would kick into effect in the spring, just makes it harder for the states to issue those waivers.
The USDA estimates that of those single able-bodied adults who don't have dependents, 74% of them are not working. Why aren't they working in an economy with an unemployment rate so low, the lowest in 50 years, 3.6%?
It's really a ginormous question. The USDA itself says that 17 million people received SNAP benefits back in 2000 when the unemployment rate was 4%. Even with the increase in total able-bodied worker population and where we are today with lower jobless rate, we have 36 million people receiving those benefits. And you have to look at the economic crisis, which slammed not just the unemployed, but the barely employed. They were unable to make ends meet on minimum wage level jobs. I did a story during the crisis on how crowded Walmarts were the instant the clock struck midnight and the SNAP card recharged at the beginning of the month. You shift to the present, even with low unemployment, there's an alarming number of able-bodied men who are just dropping out of the workforce, whether it's opioids or health care. It's really bad with people with a high school education or less.
Well, and food stamps are something that have received traditionally a lot of bipartisan support. President Nixon actually expanded the program. George W. Bush did too. When did Republicans start to change their tune on food stamps?
Think back to the Contract with America in the early 1990s and then the GOP revolution of 94. The idea of the kind of the complacent abuser of welfare and food stamps has long, it's been a powerful rhetorical target. And not just to the wealthy, but even middle class workers who they struggle to stay above the poverty line. You saw Bill Clinton co-opt some of that personal responsibility rhetoric into his second term. And it no doubt continues to resonate today, less than a year out from the big election.
Now, the part of the government that deals with food stamps is the USDA. We should also note that as they make these cuts in the program, they're also spending $30 billion or so bailing out farmers to blunt the effects of the trade war with China.
It's unbelievable. It's pretty penny ante if you think about saving $5 or $6 billion over 5 years. The USDA, it's admittedly saying we vastly overestimated how much we have to spend on farmers. One stat, net farm income is on track to total $93 billion this year, a 10% increase over the year before. About 40% of that income will come from the bailout payments and federal subsidies.
You know, and the other thing is that hunger advocates have repeatedly said that the SNAP program, food stamps, is intended to address hunger, not to compel people to work. We will continue to follow this story. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.